Hey, it's Race Taylor, and welcome to 95.5 PLJ and online at PLJ.com. If you've been to Applegate Farm any time in the past several weeks, or you cruise down Grove Street in beautiful Montclair, New Jersey, you've noticed the not-so-livestock wearing some form of dance attire. I don't know what to refer to those cows as exactly, Jason.
That's the Applegate Farm mascots.
Yes, I love them. Jason is here from Applegate Farm, plus our friends Bob and Linda from the Carey Foundation. And what is the Tutu Project all about?
The Tutu Project raises money for women and men living with breast cancer. Bob and I have experienced the financial challenges with breast cancer, and we thought it'd be a great idea if we could help others with childcare, transportation, you know, incidental costs that aren't covered by insurance.
You're really, until you know someone or this enters your life, you're unaware of all the other needs aside from insurance and medical that come up while you're in the fight.
That's correct. It's really heartbreaking, the emails that I get every day. One lady, and I don't know how to exactly help her, she's emailed me 7 times. Mm-hmm. And I can only do so much, or we can only do so much. And it's heartbreaking. So there's always more money that we need.
So how is the Tutu Project raising money? And what is the goal, Bob?
Well, we're raising money through fundraisers. And we're also raising awareness through my images, which are myself all over the world for the past 15 years in a pink tutu.
The images are fascinating, by the way. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I've seen the Grand Canyon. I've seen the George Washington Bridge. Tell us a couple other places.
We've been on stage with American Ballet Theater at Lincoln Center with ABT.
Okay.
With the Swans during a dress rehearsal.
Oh, my gosh.
We've been on a runway being buzzed by a Piper Cub in the middle of the desert at MetLife Stadium before the game with the Giants.
All with a pink tutu.
Yes.
That is awesome. Now, are these images available for download or for sale? How does that work through your website?
Yes, they're for sale. We sell 16 by 20 prints. They're limited edition prints, as well as 20 by 24.
Okay.
And we do have downloads. They're limited downloads, but we do sell downloads also.
The pictures are not, they're not just, you know, selfies that someone slaps up in 10 seconds on an Instagram account, which I will happily do in moments. These are artistic, beautiful, poignant photos.
Well, thank you. I've been commercial photographer for 30 years. And when things become tough in my life, I turn to self-portraiture and document what I'm going through, but not only what I'm going through, but what Linda has gone through the past 15 years. And my mom died of breast cancer 29 years ago. So I use self-portraiture as a form of self-therapy then as well. So I'm hoping that it does help other people reflect on what they're going through as well.
What I really love about the Tutu Project is for an issue that is so heartbreaking and so difficult, and I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who has not had breast cancer touch their lives in some way, you're kind of incorporating laughter into the whole therapeutic mode of this, which is an awesome thing to do.
Yes, it's levity, it's laughter, it's introspection. People say, you know, I often see myself in this scene, a vast landscape, being alone. But I also have a lot of images too where I'm in a crowd
sure.
of people. So I try to have it touch all parts of an emotion.
Got it. Right. Now, Jason from Applegate Farm is here. You have done so much with the radio station in the past for our friends at Children's Specialized Hospital. How are you guys involved with the Tutu Project?
Well, when I was approached by Marsala, who's on the board, in regards to taking part in helping raise money for the cause, having family members and friends that have been touched with breast cancer, it kind of hits home. And
sure.
I know we've done a lot in the past with the Children's Specialized Hospital, but we want to do our part to try to help raise some money to help those individuals that are looking for those help with the incidental expenses and all the things that will make their lives easier as they go through this
sure.
challenge.
From transportation to and from treatment to, I would assume, meals, childcare, life continues to churn and go on, and these expenses also needed to be covered, but there are other ways that people can donate to your cause. Is that correct?
Yes. On our website, the Tutu Project, that's TUTUproject.com. We have fundraising pages there. We just have a general donation button, or they can have their own fundraiser. Jason has been awesome to work with, mm-hmm. and it was fun to put tutus on the cows in the front.
Very creative. What happens there with the dairy? It's awesome.
And we also are collecting at the cash register. So if you're coming to buy a cone and you want to donate 50 cents or a dollar or $10 or more, you can just ring it up with a regular transaction, as well as on our landing page. And if Linda wants to give that landing page, it would be great.
It's daretotutu.com/Applegate.
Listen, Jason, I know it's just a couple blocks from my house, and I've been there a gazillion times, but for people who are listening who don't actually know the address for Applegate Farm, can you share that with us?
Yeah, it's 616 Grove Street in Upper Montclair, New Jersey.
It's just a stone's throw from Route 3 and 46, not far from MetLife Stadium. Okay, by the way, Marcella is photographing and videoing everything. She's in the room. Thank you very much for all of your work. If you want to see some of these photos that people have taken as they are part of this project, is the hashtag Dare222?
It's Dare2, 2, T-U-T-U.
Okay. So we mentioned that not only can individuals, but groups can be involved as well. And I think there's an initiative on your website where corporations can be involved. And I'm sure some people have been very creative, Marcella.
Yes, we have a partnership with a company called Jetlinx. It's a private jet company. And their entire organization is Daring to Tutu. For every employee that takes a picture, they're donating $20 per image.
Wow.
So far, we have had, just beginning of October till now, over 500 pictures donated and over $10,000 raised. In addition to that, what's happening is other people find the foundation, and we've had donations of $1,000 from family offices and other wealthy individuals that become a part of the foundation because they see us in this program. We also have Bloomingdale's as a sponsor. They have been a part of our team from the beginning. So companies, teams can call us, email us, get the tutus from us. We will sell it to them at a discount. In some cases, if they're in New York, New Jersey, we will come along and be a part of the program. And the ambiance and the employee engagement really changes throughout the month because everyone feels like they're actually doing something for patients. They're bringing joy to people around the world with this disease just by participating in this. We retweet them, we tell their stories, we pick our favorites, and we use this throughout the year to continue to raise awareness. There's also children who have, thanks to Applegate, we have so many beautiful pictures that kids have drawn. Mm-hmm. That we will be donating to cancer patients. So throughout the year, what Applegate and our sponsors have done carries through because we take these beautiful get well cards, images, notes to patients all over the country. This October trickles through our entire year in our goal to not only raise funds, but again, raise the spirit of everyone fighting this disease.
That's amazing. Yeah. Tutuproject.com if you would like to see the photos, learn more, or have your organization get involved.
And, Applegate Farm also, we've decided to, our staff is wearing shirts that say, please help donate to the cause, as well as we've converted all of our cups and spoons and straws to the color pink for the entire month.
You guys are the best. All right, so we're going to post some photos online at plj.com. We're going to share the link so you can find out how you can help to raise money and awareness. The hashtag, once again, is hashtag dare, the number 2, then 22, and it is the 22project.com.
Correct.
It is such a pleasure to have you here today. Thank you for all you're doing in the fight against breast cancer.
And thank you for your support.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.